With the
prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, my co-host Rob Regish will be joining me in just a few moments for the Blueprint Power Hour. Then at the top of the hour at 1 o'clock, we're going to be joined by a good doctor who's going to discuss the effects of dyslipidemia from insomnia. There's a lot of people out there who don't sleep well. There's a concern that this affects cholesterol levels negatively. We're going to get into that later. Does it, doesn't it, and what can you do? So, but before we move on, I have a little plug to do for the protein powder Thrive. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all the protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Find out why. Go to Thrive Protein, T-H-R-I-V-Protein.com. If you like what you see, use the coupon code ThriveLife, T-H-R-I-V-L-I-F-E, all one word, to save 50% off your order. And watch what happens when you order Thrive. All your friends will start to suffer from protein envy. Okay.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you?
I haven't slept well since I've been home from the Arnold. I got to tell you what I did. So I drank Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, and you know that I don't do well with alcohol. And this is what happens when I drink. A couple nights, even really just one night, I feel terrible the next day. But I drink a few nights in a row, I feel terrible for days. I haven't slept good since I've been home. So, did I lose you, Rob? It sounds like I lost Rob Regish. Let's see. Hold on. It says that somebody's gone offline here. Hold on a second. This doesn't make any sense at all. All right, let's get him on the phone. Hold on a second. Let's just play a little music for a second. Here we go. Play our favorite music. Sorry about that. We just had a massive internet failure. The last time this happened, a guy up the street hit a pole and took out all the internet. Everything went dead here. I don't know that that's the case, but something just went really, really wrong really, really fast. So anyway, okay, back on the line here. So I was saying about how I don't sleep well and after I drink, and that's what's happening to me right now. I mean, I am really trying to get back to normal at this point in time. It's going to take me a couple more days.
Too many free pre-workouts, maybe.
No, but you're right. You hit it on the head. I was actually using caffeine while I was there, too, because I would wake up in the morning and feel like crap because I drank the night before. And
right.
So then I would go to caffeine. And between caffeine and and booze. I just, you know what? I have to make peace with the fact that I just don't do well with those chemicals in my body any longer.
Yeah.
And you know,
well, lesson learned.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. So just make peace with it and move on. But anyway. Okay. So, it looks like we actually can get you back online now, Rob, if you want to try that.
Okay.
It looks like you're back online, actually, if you want to just move to back to Skype. How about that?
I lost.
No, no, I'm here. This turned out to be a hell of a show, isn't it? So anyway, okay, so let's get back to the subject at hand. What do you want to talk about first before we start answering questions?
Well, first, the pre-launch for my new book is still on. If you go to fastmusclebook.com, and you like what you see, buy it. And for 99 cents, it's hard not to like what you see. You're going to get 15 tips on how to grow drug-free muscle and lose some body fat in the process. Secondly, I have had maybe half a dozen workouts now under my belt with Thrive. And I wanted to speak to it because it's not turning out to be as good as I thought. It's better.
Seriously?
This is a huge statement because I think number one, people know I tell it like it is. But number two, I've been singing the praises of Mass Pro Way and Ultra Peptide 2.0 for years. And this doesn't change the fact that they're still extremely high quality proteins. But Thrive has got them beat. I need to hand it to you. A huge reason for that is the immediate, and then the sustained blood amino acid levels that go literally from the second the stuff goes down your throat to 5 to 7 hours out with the micellar casein. It is just, it's so nice to be able to use a protein that not only is good on your stomach, but settles it.
Right.
You can use it intra-workout, and I would say for the ultimate in engineered nutrition, use Thrive, the protein that Mother Nature engineered, and something like pure carbolin.
Right, yeah. I like the natural carbolin, by the way. No artificial flavors, no artificial colors, no artificial sweeteners, just the raw powder. It's great stuff. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you do better. Now, having said that, the taste of Thrive it's incredible. I only use it 2-3 days a week when I'm training, and believe me, I look forward to those 2-3 days.
I know. I'm using it pre and post workout now, the way you had suggested. One scoop. Yeah, and I really do notice a difference when I train, and I can't wait to get back into the gym now and I start feeling better again. Because, and you know, the You know this. So you make a product, you put it out there. People buy it once. But if they reorder, then you know something is going right. They're not reordering it because it didn't work. It did something for them to make them I had to create a case code because I had people who wanted to order 12 pounds at a time.
Yeah, that is awesome.
I mean, and you know, this is not an inexpensive product by any means.
No.
I mean, it's comparable to a high-end protein powder that you'd find at Whole Foods or someplace like that. I mean, if you compare it to some of these other blends out there that have a casein whey blend, we're probably $5 to $6 a pound more expensive than those.
Yeah.
And when you have people saying, you know, I want to buy more and, you know, I'd like to get a discount. Are you going to make it in bigger bag? And I'm like, well, how about a case? Would you like to buy six at a time or can I buy 12 at a time? Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And giving them a special price for it.
You're at that point in time where I was, after about a month after Synthogen debut, it became clear based on those same questions, you know, can I do a volume buy? Do you give a discount on a larger order? If you're there with Thrive, you're going to be in for a nice, long run. And I have a hard time seeing the product being surpassed. As a matter of fact, I don't see it. It has set the new bar. So take that for what it's worth. But I live and die by my product recommendations, and that's an easy one.
Thank you, Rob. Let's get on to a question. Legionnaire Shiva says, hey, Rob, I'm a huge fan of Blueprint Power Hour on Superhuman Radio, and I have a question to throw your way for you to answer if you wish and time permits. My beautiful wife is breastfeeding our wonderful daughter. Although I'm doing fine, I'm thinking she isn't getting enough food to fuel her body, which is constantly working to produce nourishment for our daughter on a measly 12 to 1500 calorie diet, which brings me to my question. How many calories should a breastfeeding mother be taking in while still allowing her to lose weight? The weight's going to come off because the breast milk needs fat, but that's a different story. What macronutrients should she be focusing on? Is it possible to lose weight at a pace that would be similar to a regular woman while breastfeeding? Thank you.
You know, the short answer, his name is Alex.
Okay.
Is that she should focus on nourishing her child and not losing weight.
Yeah.
For as long as she's breastfeeding, you know. It's best if your wife is drinking a lot of water, doesn't wear super tight bras, the lymphs need, you know, to be able to flow in the whole area, eats enough calories in order to keep her milk production up, and enough carbohydrates to do the same. And, of course, fat to balance things out. Now is not the time for a super high-protein diet or for her to be restricting calories, right, despite the urge to do so. Breastfeeding in and of itself is going to help her lose weight, as you pointed out. And so is being, let's say, on a paleo or paleo-like diet. And as such, she should be eating lean and fatty pasteurized meats. Coconut milk, coconut oil, plenty of fruit, sweet potatoes, lots of veggies. The baby needs a lot of fat and carbohydrates. Yes, some protein. But, you know, that's what, at the end of the day, breast milk is rich in fat and carbohydrates. So with that in mind, I would recommend the following. A paleo-like diet, which is naturally rich in good fats and carbohydrates. She needs to increase calories. Yeah, because at 1,000 calories a day now or thereabouts, that'll ultimately shut her metabolism down. Her goal should be to eat 2,000 calories a day or so with at least 175 grams of carbs. And she is burning at least 500 more calories a day by feeding. And the fact that it's ending is a sign of chronic stress. And that unfortunately can lead to cortisol production, which will damage your health and cause disease over time. You know, at low, super low calories just exacerbate that. And it can lead to a grouchy mom. Her hormones are going to tank and the sex drive will along with it. So having been through this, I can tell you men are pretty much useless when mom is doing her thing. However, it would be wonderful if you could shop, prepare, or otherwise have those paleo foods on hand to help her out. There's a website called paleoplan.com. It's a great resource that can help you put together a shopping list, recipes, and meal plans to support your wife. And really, that's what you should be doing, Alex. This window is so critical to get the newborn off to a good start.
You know, women lose body fat naturally from breastfeeding because breast milk requires some fat and quite a lot of it from omega-3s trapped inside the fat cells.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't worry about the fat loss right now because it's going to happen naturally. But Rob's right. This is not the time to restrict diet because we know that through the breast milk comes mechanisms that signal the baby that the environment is either one of scarcity or abundance. And when it's in the scarcity mode, what is being programmed into the baby is the thrifty gene, you know, activating the thrifty genes. The world is not abundant, and you're going to have to turn as much energy into, I mean, as much food that you get into energy by storing it as fat because there are chances where you're not going to get food. You don't want that that signal being sent to the baby.
Right.
This is not a time to worry about the fat loss. And she's going to lose fat no matter what. She's going to lose fat no matter what because that's part of the breast milk manufacturing process. We have a question from Matt Beatty. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dyes. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep? Oh, no. It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors. A naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms. So sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. So Matt Beatty says, hey Rob, can you talk about the HISE, H-I-S-E, breathing shrug on the next BPPH? Are they good for mass gains? Thanks.
Well, for those unfamiliar, the HISE breathing shrug, it's named for its creator, J.C. HISE. It was first written about in 1946. HISE himself had amazing success with the exercise, developing a highly arched chest, good posture, stronger diaphragm, and weight gain in cases where nothing else seemed to help. So briefly, what you want to do is place the weight on your shoulders as if you were working a regular squat. Then standing with the feet about shoulder width apart, take a deep breath, always striving to breathe into your upper part of the chest as high as possible, while shrugging the shoulders upward as high as you can go. You also make tense the front of the neck, muscles. And that, what that does is it greatly aids in lifting the chest higher, causing most folks are, if they're doing it right, you're going to make quite a face. Every effort should be made to breathe as deeply as possible. Then breathe out and sag down, going through the same procedure until you complete all 20 reps. Now, most men perform about 3 sets of this exercise. However, much of that is governed by the amount of energy that you expend, which is considerable. Some might find they like to rock slightly going forward on the toes. However, it's not really necessary. When you work up to really heavy weights, you'll find that you're not able to shrug the bar very high. Hayes always said that varies in different people, and it's not too important. So as long as you're shrugging it as high as you can, that's the important thing. The shrug rises about 2 inches in some trainees, but with others, only about a half inch or so. It's not necessary to use any other exercises with that shrug variation. But I would recommend that you always perform pullovers. They seem to complement this exercise nicely, and they're fantastic in their own right. To most people, this won't seem like an exercise at all, and they'll likely dismiss it without a fair trial. That is a huge mistake, as its virtues have stood the test of time. For many that have taken the plunge, the issue is not many have taken it. You should see your chest becoming higher and larger, and your taper should improve down to the waist. You'll also have better posture, and your waist itself will appear smaller. Give that a 6-week run. Do it twice a week. That's a logical starting point. Many find a heavy light day beneficial, when incorporating the high shrug, and I would have to agree. Here's the bottom line. Like 20-rep breathing squats and deep pullovers, this movement's magic lies in the following areas: heavy weights, compound movement, right, and lots of huffing and puffing. You don't see much of this in gyms today, as most of these gyms have been lost to the mists of time. The original course was penned in 1946, and you'll find it on pages 39 and 40 of the Rader Master Bodybuilding and Weight Gaining System. That is as timeless a work today as it was when it was originally penned. So do look into that. It is next to Super Squats. It's probably the next best book I would buy.
I'm going to go right into another question real quick from Joe Laurinaitis. Is that how you say his name? Laurinaitis?
Laurinaitis.
He said, straight up, do supplements really work? That's a pretty straightforward question, huh?
Yeah. Well, the straight answer is yes. You know, do they work to the same extent as androgens? No, they don't. But they are miles more effective than just eating and training correctly. Now, how can I say that? The science and the real-world results concerning creatine, beta-alanine, trimethylglycine, essential aminos, and curcumin speaks volumes. You know, take someone not using those products and compare them to someone who is. You know, the person that's using them will undeniably train harder, they'll be able to train longer, and recover faster than the athlete that isn't. It's simply a matter of cost to benefit ratio, which brings me back to androgens. For pennies on the dollar, testosterone is going to outperform all of these, and handily. Of course, you need to take into consideration side effects. The blood thickening over time was one that I ran into, and the opportunity cost of obtaining them. That's a price you could pay dearly, especially if you go to the black market. At the end of the day, that's reality, and I don't like it any more than you do, but we have to deal with it. So at this point, we have creatine, beta-alanine, TMG, essential aminos, and curcumin. I'd also add to that list fish oils, Cesis quadrangularis, and fenugreek. At a minimum there, just if you stop there, you would have half a dozen. And last but not least, I'm going to mention phosphatidic acid, which is found naturally occurring in lecithin granules. You'll also get a slew of other helpful compounds. But in the research studies, this is how good the stuff is. Subjects taking just 750 milligrams a day built up over 5 pounds of muscle in 8 weeks versus just 2.5 for the control group. So you're doubling your muscle gains. It gets better. The phosphatidic acid group also lost 2.8 pounds of fat compared to the control group's 1.1. But curiously, the authors of this study note that that didn't reach statistical significance. Now, I read that and said, wait a minute. Would you rather lose nearly 3 pounds of fat versus 1 pound? You know, maybe it's just me, but that's pretty significant. And I've saved the best tip for last. Forget sending muscle tech anywhere from $65 to $100 a month for 750 milligrams a day of phosphatidic acid. Plain old lecithin granules can be had for around $9 a month. And 2 tablespoons contain not 750, but 1,200 milligrams. You get that a day and you're in business. The only real question is this. Can you afford not to take it? When it doubles the rate of muscle gain for $9 a month plus fat loss, can you really afford not to take it? And for what it's worth, I got more out of lecithin granules than I ever did creatine. You know, all the things creatine was supposed to do, I got from those granules. More muscle and much greater musclefulness are at the top of that list.
Yeah.
Now, something to consider the next time you're interested in maximizing your physical performance.
There's a reason that Arnold Schwarzenegger considered lecithin a performance-enhancing supplement in the Bible of bodybuilding. There were no companies out there selling it, and it wasn't like it was a mainstream supplement, and he put it in there. And in fact, he said WADA should prevent athletes from using it. It's such an amazing ergogenic. So there you go.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we've got more questions. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Go to CoachRobRegish.com today to learn more. We'll be right back.
You need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. Today.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Oh, when I woke up tonight, I said, welcome back. Okay. Next question comes from Matt Rinaldi. He says, my question has to do with convict conditioning. I've made some fantastic progress, but still can't get the master steps on certain exercises. Stuff like feet together, one-arm push-ups, one-arm pull-ups, 100 pistols in a row, and, of course, the one-arm handstand push-up. This is really frustrating to me, and I feel like I have given up form every time I jump a step. How long did it take you to do these? 6 months, a year, or years?
You know, to be perfectly frank, I haven't achieved the master step on any of those either. And in order to answer your question about how long, though, we first need to discuss those goals. Because while I feel they're admirable, I am not convinced they are in any way necessary. You know, first, let's take feet together push-ups. It's hard to find anyone that can do those on YouTube. Harder still to find anyone who doesn't twist their torso. You know, that twisting can really hurt you, by the way. It's the worst back injury I ever incurred was trying to do one with one foot stupidly crossed over the other. I am also not convinced his progressions are optimal on that exercise and others, as it would make more sense to me to progressively perform one-arm push-ups with your feet apart, and then closer and closer together as the weeks roll on. Regardless, you know, how much does it matter? If you can do reps in the one-arm push-up with your legs spread apart, you're already miles ahead of most people. And that includes many a 300-pound bencher, by the way. On the one-arm pull-ups, same deal. You know, in my opinion, it's less achievable than the one-arm feet together push-up. But being able to perform uneven chins for reps with your free hand grasping, you know, around your wrist, that's plenty impressive. You know, and as for performing 100 pistols in a row, I have yet to see that, and I doubt I ever will. Now, I'm not saying that kind of strength is impossible. I am saying the balancing on one foot for that long without losing your balance at least once is unlikely. As for the controversial one-arm handstand push-up, I have yet to see it being done anywhere. I've seen close, which is mighty impressive, but no cigar. If I'm wrong, by all means, you know, link me to it. I'll be the first guy to cheer him on and be happy for him. Besides, handstand push-ups are impressive enough. Just finding people strong enough to flip into a handstand and hold it is hard enough. Never mind press their body weight for reps. Once you're capable of that, you can walk into any gym in the world and be proud of that lift. 95% of most trainees won't be able to match you, including the big-time shoulder press kings, ironically enough. On the downside, many of those master steps discourage those of us who desire, right, to master the convex conditioning system. On a positive note, though, almost everyone will have something left to shoot for. The question you need to ask yourself is, you know, if I achieve that master step, what are the risks versus the rewards? Now, on the one hand, calisthenics are infinitely safer than free weights. On the other hand, they're not without risk. And trying things like, you know, training for the true one-arm chin-up are a prime example. I've been trying to work the negative for starters. What I do is I pull myself up with both arms and I lower with one. The first time I tried that, I dropped like a rock. Now throw in the fact that you tend to twist in the wind, you know, and you've got the recipe for a biceps tear. Look, I'm not saying these aren't admirable goals. They are. But to beat yourself up for not achieving them just isn't worth it. That and the fact you'll likely need to be south of 200 pounds to get them done. Virtually every calisthenic master I have seen perform things like a true one-arm chin-up, they're all under 200 pounds. That isn't a bad thing by any stretch, but for me, I start looking sickly at 190 on a 6 foot, maybe 6'1" inch frame. Your mileage might vary. Just know that at the end of the day, cals are a fantastic tool to build your body. They're a means to an end, though, not an end to themselves.
Let's go right to a question from Mike Nelson. He says, I'm sitting on Cree Anabolin, Mass Pro Synthogen, Tranquilogen, Red Yeast Rice, and Adaptogen N, starting the blueprint soon and wanted to know the best way to use these. Well, if you're sitting on them, they must be chairs, right? What's the simplest way to go about it as follows?
Well, first things first, Red Yeast Rice, I'm going to do an about face on after having some scary experiences with it. Initially, I recommended it during famine, which is the dedicated, low-calorie, planned overtraining phase. The issue is this. It suffers from the same issue prescription statins do, namely a greater risk of incurring rhabdomyolysis, which is excessive breakdown of muscle tissue. So knowing that, I can no longer recommend it. It's just too dicey. Famine is a phase that's dedicated to incurring the breakdown of muscle tissue with the goal of upregulating every muscle growth mechanism the body has. Now, once that's accomplished, it's time for the supercompensation phase to kick in. And the tag team there of a test booster like Adaptogen N and a messenger RNA translation accelerator, Synthogen, that fits the bill nicely. Those two go together like peanut butter and jelly. It maximizes protein synthesis via optimizing DNA transcription and messenger RNA translation. Adaptogen N, look, it's got a two-decade track record of success. Synthogen's the newer kid on the block, but in a little over, I think, 2 years' time, it's challenging Adaptogen for the top spot. And it does so by optimizing the other half of that tag team, messenger RNA translation. You can't go wrong with both of them. Finally, Tranquilogen plus Creanobolin, you're going to want to keep that from when you're done with supercompensation. Reason being is they're going to help you retain the gains, especially coming off Synthogen. Tranquilogen in particular helps mitigate the feeling of just being hit by a truck after you come off Synthogen. That kind of strategic use of products, it just runs circles around shotgunning supplements, and it's going to help you stretch your dollars while reaping even bigger gains. I hope that helps, Mike.
We're going to go right into Panos Antonakos' question, and then we'll come back with the blueprint tip of the day. What's your opinion of pre-workouts? Are they worth the cost, and what do they do besides getting you just all jacked up?
They can be useful, but there are a few caveats to consider. A quality pre-workout is an indirect anabolic. You know, the reason being, it increases intensity. You know, and that is the most important fundamental to training, the others being volume and frequency. No muscle growth occurs while laying on the couch, right? It stands to reason the greater intensity you can generate in the gym, the more overload is imposed. The downsides include overpaying for dressed-up trimethylxanthine. Oops, I mean caffeine. What I'm getting at is, with very few exceptions, most pre-workouts are powered by caffeine. You know, a 200-milligram tab of generic caffeine tabs is pennies on the dollar versus most of these products, and it generates the same amount of intensity. If you really want to kick it up a notch, consider 20 milligrams of ephedrine in the form of Primatene tabs and 300 milligrams of EGCG from green tea extract. That, taken along with your 200 milligrams of caffeine, is a potent pre-workout and dieting aid. Another facet to consider is too much stimulation. That can and does work against you, given it leads to decreased physical performance and more cortisol. I can't tell you the number of guys that have fallen victim to this, right? Shaky, sweating, and paranoid is no way to approach the weight room. So you walk a fine line between too much and not and just enough stimulation. That tip about caffeine, ephedrine, and EGCG right there, that's going to save you tons of money. It's going to increase intensity and burn more fat than any pre-workout on the market. It is that powerful.
And there is some evidence right now, a study that I've been reading, I'm trying to get the authors on the show, that show that a combination of capsaicin and ECGC can actually stop tumors from growing.
Holy cow.
Because there are 8 receptors on a tumor cell that cause it to grow faster, and 6 of them are nitric oxide related receptors, and ECGC and capsaicin have an affinity to these receptors and block the nitric oxide from getting into the cell and causing it to grow. So, you know, that we're finding out about green tea and its wonderful components as each year passes. Why everybody should be either using an ECGC product or at least drinking copious amounts of green tea. So there you go. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with the blueprint tip of the day.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Michael's naturopathic programs feature synergistically complete targeted formulas that utilize the healing power of nature, nourish the specific systems, treat the whole person, and do no harm. They are designed to give results, like Michael's popular Adrenal Extra, known as Energy Support, which is ideal for people with stressful lifestyles. It contains nutrients that support energy processes in the body, complemented with herbs. Michael's naturopathic programs are available at local health food stores or on the web at michaelshealth.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Madebyhemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do, with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Maybe I didn't love you.
Later in the show, does insomnia affect dyslipidemia? We're going to get to the bottom of that right now. The blueprint tip of the day from Rob Regish. What is the blueprint tip of the day, Rob?
The tip of the day is as follows. A free home diagnostic to monitor signs of overtraining. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you great.
Okay, good. Yeah. We're talking about your waking, resting heart rate. Ideally, you want to get a baseline reading from which to work with. And that's best done during a week off, and it'll be very revealing to many here. Here's how to go about it. Before even getting out of bed in the morning, grab your cell phone or wristwatch, timer, whatever. Perform the following exercise. Pick your pulse up by placing 2 fingertips on the inside of your wrist. Now, count how many pulses occur in 15 seconds. Multiply by 4 to arrive at a beats per minute figure. A lot of things, electronic gadgets will do this for you today. But it takes a little bit of practice. I use an average of 3 measurements. But, that takes a grand total of, what, a minute? And even I have the patience for that. Now, having said that, let's look at what I found out when I did this little exercise recently. Important to note, I had really been pushing it in the gym, and all of the subjective signs of overtraining were there. So 1 week off. This was my week off. I took my average waking daily heart rate. Monday, 68 beats per minute. Tuesday, still 68. Wednesday, 64. Thursday, 62. Friday, 60. Saturday, 58 beats per minute. And Sunday, finally, 56 beats per minute. And that's where I resume my training, at 56 beats per minute. So what does that mean? What does that little exercise for 1 week mean? It's clear to me my body was in an overtrained state. And ultimately, my resting heart rate, once I gave it some time off, dropped an incredible 10 beats per minute over those 7 days. I didn't change anything other than not weight training during that time. Now, yeah, I continue to perform cardio, and yes, I eat the same, but nothing else changed. The point being, I now had a true baseline figure to work with. Twice a week, during the next 3 weeks, I took my resting heart rate again. And predictably, it started to rise again in response to the stress that I was imposing on my body. By the end of week 4, I was pushing 68 beats per minute again. And when that happens, the ideal is to deload or take a week off. Once your resting heart rate rises 8 beats per minute above baseline, as long as you're doing that, you're going to make sure you don't slip into overtraining. And that's where your immunity can be compromised. Now, keeping tabs on that has benefits beyond better immune function. You're going to progress faster in your training, which is really all guys care about anyway, but you're going to be stronger, and you're going to avoid injuries that are all associated with overtraining. So take that tip to heart, as it'll lead to faster gains and, more importantly, better health too. And that's free.
You know, and then Dan John had one. I don't know if you remember this. He used to tell people to get a keyboard. Hold on, I just was taking some supplements. I'm sorry. This is what I do. Do they work? Yeah. Dan John came on the show a long, long time ago and said another way to test for overtraining through central nervous system fatigue and peripheral nervous system fatigue is to get a keyboard of a computer. Pick a letter, you know, open up like Microsoft Word or some sort of writing program. Pick a letter, tap it as many times as you can for like 60 seconds. Then that's in your rested state. That becomes your baseline. Now when you start becoming overtrained, you'll find that you just can't tap it as fast and as many times in that 1 minute. And this is a very, very quick way to assess if you're starting to become overtrained from a central and peripheral nervous system standpoint. It makes perfect sense. And I'll tell you why. Because we did a show, as we age, because of deterioration of myelin, however you want to say it, which is the fatty stuff that covers the nerves. It's kind of like the insulation on wires. As that thins as we age, we slow down. We can't walk as fast because signals don't travel as clearly. You're picking up noise from other systems, so to speak. And so the ability to tap your finger quickly, consistently, for a period of time, is an indication of how well your brain is talking to the nerves that lead to your finger.
Wow.
And this is and this is so simple. I've been talking about this for 6 years. 6 years, Dan John came on the show 6 years ago and talked about this. And I do it periodically. When I don't sleep well, like I'm doing right now, I can wail for about the first 20, 30 seconds. And then I notice that it starts slowing down. It's not because I'm thinking I want to slow down. I want to go faster, but I'm running out of the juice to make it go faster. No one does this. This is so simple.
That's a great tip. Now, before I forget, were there any pre-workouts amongst the free samples at the Arnold that were worth?
You know what, Rob? Here's something interesting. I've been going to the Arnold, I don't know how long now. I'm not going to venture a guess. I don't know. At least as long as I've been doing the show. So 11 years, let's say. And every year, there are companies there that have really cool labels and really nice banners, and you know, but it's Dot the Landscape supplements. It's the same stuff, you know, the same pre-workout, the same pick it, nitric oxide enhancer, all the same stuff. And I this year when we were walking, we're hanging out with Dr. Bill Seeds and his son Billy, and Elisa and I, and we were going through the crowds, and I was going to Dr. Seeds. That company will be out of business in a year. That company will be out of business in a year. These companies, they launch these supplements, and they drop literally $10,000 to go to the Arnold, thinking that they are going to literally launch their business at that show. And what it does is it breaks their back financially.
Wow.
They because you know how many nitric oxide supplements and protein powder, and we're talking about low margin stuff here, folks. Supplements.
Yeah.
You know how many units of this and that and the other thing you have to sell to get $10,000 of profit back to pay for showing up at the Arnold, where people took your samples and walked away and never gave you a thought again.
Yeah, unless you've really got something unique, you're going to lose money.
It just baffles me. Now, I know the big companies like Blackstone Labs, they sold product at the Arnold. They had show specials. They had people gathering around to buy their supplements. But that's because they already have a presence. But there were so many companies that I never heard of before and I'll never hear of again that literally shot their wad at the Arnold this year. And the burden of that financial investment, followed by the lack of any substantial sales as a result of being there, they'll be out of business next year.
Yeah. So were there any pre-workouts?
Oh, my God. Were there any pre-workouts? There were more pre-workouts than anything. A little caffeine, a little nitric oxide booster, a little this, a little that, you got a pre-workout. Why is mine better than yours? Well, mine has vitamin E in it. Yeah, okay. You know. Tons of pre-workouts.
There was nothing like Stimulin X there was years ago.
No. But I want to say that Matt Cahill does have a new product called Super Stim, but it's not a pre-workout. It is an energy product. And quite frankly, that's what I was using while I was there. Remember I said I was using caffeine while I was there?
Yeah.
I was using half tablets of that stuff. It's very powerful.
Wow.
Very powerful. But
so I was going to say, just before I forget, people always ask me for my supplement recommendations. If you go to CoachRobRegish.com and click About Coach Rob, Coach Rob recommends. There's everything there. Not just supplements, but fitness gear, books, etc. Top of the page, right-hand side, Thrive.
Cool. Order your Thrive from Rob. There you go.
Honestly, folks, it is that good.
Somebody asked you if it compared to, and I didn't see your response because I was traveling. Someone asked you on Facebook if it compared to the old Metrex two-jug formula.
I don't recall responding.
Progenix. They asked if it compared to Progenix. That's what they asked you.
No. Well, yes and no. You know, to be fair, nothing did with what the original Progenix did. But Thrive is not necessarily a recovery formula. So what I'm trying to say is, did it recover you as fast as Progenix did? No. But I would lay good money on the fact that Thrive beats it insofar as nitrogen retention over a 5 to 7 hour time period.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, so the question is, you know, if you want to train and then train, I don't know, the same workout later in the day and not have any performance drop off, then sure, use Progenix. But if you're interested in gaining muscle, Thrive is the bomb. I mean, it really is. I had stopped, because of the cost, I had stopped even using Mass Pro Whey, except for intra-workout. But, my beef was that, my only beef with it was that it was whey and just whey. And right. You're limited as to whey. One other point about Thrive. You'll notice Thrive uses whey protein concentrate, not isolate.
Right.
Why is that important?
That was on purpose. That wasn't by accident.
All of the glowing research findings that you will find on whey and all the wonderful things that it does, almost all of the research is on whey protein concentrate, not isolate.
And the truth of the matter is, we wouldn't have even used whey protein concentrate had The difference between bovine milk and human breast milk are the ratios of whey to casein. They're actually flipped. So we had to add whey concentrate plus the colostrum in order to make it proportionally and ratio-wise the same as human breast milk. Otherwise, we would have just used milk protein concentrate because that has everything in it.
Yeah. Well, you know, whatever you did, you did it right, because that stuff really, it's the Rolls Royce of protein powders.
Thank you, Rob. And thank you for saying that. And I really, really appreciate that. All right, that's it for today. Go to CoachRobRegish.com. Where is the muscle book again? FastMuscleBook.com?
FastMuscleBook.com.
FastMuscleBook.com. 99 cents. Spend a buck, for crying out loud, right?
It's pretty cool.
There you go. All right. Look, we'll see you next week, Rob.
Take care.
All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Before we get into the next discussion, I just wanted to mention ThriveProtein.com, T-H-R-I-V, Protein.com. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all the protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Find out why. Go to Thrive Protein, T-H-R-I-V, Protein.com. If you like what you see, use coupon code THRIVELIFE, T-H-R-I-V, LIFE, and save 50% off your order. You know, we know that there are lots of diseases associated with poor sleep, and people with insomnia suffer greatly. The next discussion is going to be with Dr. Nicholas Vazoris. How you doing, Dr. Vazoris?
Very well, thank you.
And you recently published a study looking at people who suffer from insomnia and dyslipidemia. Why this study? What led you to this? What questions needed to be answered?
Well, thank you for inviting me to the program to discuss the research. The reason why I undertook this study, one reason is insomnia is a very common problem in the general population. Population-level studies in the U.S. show that up to 30% of the U.S. population, so millions upon millions of people, suffer from some degree of insomnia.
Now, how does that compare to, like, 30 years ago, 50 years ago? Do we have any data that shows that this may be actually on the rise?
I'm not aware of data showing that insomnia is on the rise. And the reason for that is, you know, the whole area of sleep medicine is a relatively new field of medicine. Mm-hmm. We're understanding and appreciating sleep problems and sleep disorders more now than, let's say, 50 years ago. So, you know, sleep medicine really wasn't around to the same degree as it is
right
now, and so therefore studies and data weren't being done 50 years ago, so we don't really know if insomnia is getting more prevalent, but it might be, because we know other problems like depression and anxiety are, and insomnia, you know, often goes along with those types of problems.
Okay, so let's get to talk about this research. So how was this study designed?
So this study used data from a big health survey data that's conducted by your country's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. This survey is a big survey of a large number of people from across the U.S., and it's kind of a nationally representative sample of the U.S. And in the survey, a range of information was collected, including interview information as well as laboratory information. So there was information in the survey about insomnia symptoms, whether people were experiencing them, how often, what types, like were they having difficulty falling asleep versus waking up and not getting back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And the survey also collected, they actually measured cholesterol levels in people's blood. They took blood samples and they measured good and bad cholesterol. And so I analyzed this data set.
Okay. So what did you find first? Because I have some interesting angles on this, and I have some good questions. What exactly did you find when you looked at people who suffer from insomnia and their
sure
level of dyslipidemia?
Sure. So what I found was that individuals who suffered with insomnia symptoms compared to those who didn't, they were no more likely to have elevated bad cholesterol, low good cholesterol, or elevated triglycerides, which is triglycerides is a sort of bad cholesterol level.
Right.
And I, even when I broke down the total group into looking at people who had more severe insomnia, like looking at people who had the insomnia frequently, or those who had insomnia plus fatigue, or those who had insomnia plus reported sleeping very little at night, even those more severe groups, they were no more likely to have cholesterol derangements compared to those without insomnia. There was only one very interesting exception. Those individuals who had insomnia and were using sleeping pills, they were more likely to have elevated bad cholesterol. And let me just finish one more thought here.
Please.
Some of your listeners may be wondering, well, if people who are having insomnia and taking sleeping pills, maybe that reflects a more severe degree of insomnia, and more severe insomnia is what was driving the bad cholesterol. But as I mentioned earlier, I looked at many examples of more severe insomnia, frequent insomnia, insomnia associated with tiredness during the day, insomnia associated with short sleep time. None of that was linked with bad cholesterol. So that raises the possibility that it was actually the sleeping pills
yes.
that people were using that may have been driving the high bad cholesterol.
Did you happen to check were any analysis done on blood sugar levels and C-peptide or insulin levels in this study group?
No, they weren't. That's very interesting. A possible link between markers of diabetes
yes.
or glycemic control. I didn't look at it in this study. This study was focused on dyslipidemia and insomnia, but it's, you know, that's sort of an interesting area.
When you look at the body of research that, if you go from the, you know, like the dominoes of the etiology of diseases that occur in a population that either are shift workers or for whatever reason they have poor sleep hygiene or sleep in general, it always appears that the onset of insulin resistance begets lots of things like elevated blood pressure, dyslipidemia, inflammation, and so on. And so one of the things I was wondering about this group is how long were they insomniacs before they were inducted into this research? Do we know that? Were they lifelong? Were they just an acute situation they happened to fall into this research?
So the survey asked about insomnia symptoms that were occurring in the past month. However, and it didn't directly ask, you know, how long have you been having the symptoms if you were having them? But we know that from other studies, from other research, that the vast majority of people who have insomnia, it's actually chronic.
Uh-huh.
And so it's very probable that those people, the majority who had insomnia in the survey, like everyone else, suffered from it for a chronic period of time, and that we weren't just capturing people with just acute, recent insomnia.
When people have, I suffered from insomnia a long time ago for almost a year. It's mm-hmm. it's torture.
Yep.
I used to walk around the house at night while my family slept. I felt like a ghost that I was haunting a house because everybody was sleeping. I would fall asleep and I would characteristically wake up within an hour of falling asleep. I'd be wide awake. I didn't realize that I had some metabolic derangement that was leading to this. And when I got that fixed, I started sleeping well. But it's a terrible, horrible situation. that not only makes you sick on the inside, but it makes you sick on the outside. You have no desire, no joy in life. You're depressed. You're sad. Mm-hmm. And I used to become panic stricken at night, with the idea, of going to bed because I knew, oh my God, I'm going to go to bed. And I was wearing earplugs and iPads and, you know, sleeping in a separate room where no one would disturb me. And lo and behold, bang, an hour and a half after I fell asleep, I'd be wide awake for the rest of the night. It's a terrible, terrible situation.
You know, I although I don't personally have suffered from insomnia, I hear what you're saying. And, you know, I hear it from my patients in clinic quite frequently. Your experience is not uncommon from what a lot of other people with insomnia are experiencing. Insomnia definitely is associated with poor quality of life, and you know that takes many forms: tiredness, not being able to concentrate, not having drive, and you know also feeling anxious and irritable, as you're describing. There's no question that those types of consequences stem from insomnia. And when you get anxious and frustrated around not sleeping, as you describe, that actually drives the insomnia even more. It's a vicious cycle.
Do you know what type of sleeping pills were used by this population in the study, Dr. Bezoris?
So all sleeping pills were considered, both prescription and non-prescription. And this is a limitation of the study because the study wasn't, the focus wasn't to look at sleeping pills per se. The data wasn't broken down by different types or classes of sleeping pills, but all sleeping pill use, including prescription and non-prescription, that in the setting of insomnia was linked, as I said, with elevated bad cholesterol.
Yeah, I mean, because I have this theory about certain sleeping pills that are, I don't know if they considered hypnotic category sleeping pills, but they're, you know, we know that sleep architecture has a specific purpose in both the cascade of hormones that are produced at night and different sleep phases that help with memory consolidation. I mean, sleep is like the ocean. We don't know a whole lot about it because we can't see much into it. And thank goodness for, like you point out, new sleep sciences that are looking at this. But I was thinking when I was reading this information that even the insomniac may fall asleep for an hour here and an hour there. And that sleep architecture is as best as the body can compensate. That sleep architecture is going to be the kind of sleep architecture that the body is trying to produce in 1.5 hour phases, as we know, you know, every 1.5 hours. But when you take a drug that quote unquote makes you close your eyes and lay still for 8 hours, that's what I call them. I don't like calling some of these drugs sleeping pills, because then if that's the case, if I hit you in the head with a baseball bat, we can call that a sleeping bat, because you'll lay still with your eyes closed for a certain amount of time. That's not sleep. And I've always said that these sleeping pills, while they make someone shut their eyes and lay still for 8 hours at a time, they do not adhere to traditional sleep architecture. They are actually the same thing as just staying up all night, except you're not. And a lot of the blood sugar, now we're starting to see that this population, they start to develop insulin resistance when they're on these pills for long periods of time.
You know, I largely agree with what you're kind of saying. While sleeping pills may promote quantity of sleep in some, and in some people doesn't even do that. Sleeping pills don't even help some people sleep. But while it may produce quantity of sleep in some, certainly the quality of sleep is not the same as normal or you know, when one doesn't have insomnia. So I agree with in general the point you're making, that sleeping pills don't necessarily give you the quality of sleep.
Right.
Although
right.
they might give quantity, and so they're not kind of perfect or complete in that regard.
I want to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come back and talk more about this. We're talking right now with Dr. Nicholas Vizoris. He is with St. Michael's Hospital, and we'll be right back with more. Stay tuned.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics to
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Nicholas Vizoris. We're talking about the effects of insomnia on dyslipidemia. So, we understand that there seems not to be a link to dyslipidemia, but as you point out, the fact that some of these people were taking sleeping pills may indicate that there are some cases of insomnia that are worse than others, and perhaps because didn't you mention in your article that there was a study done in Asia that conflicts with this, right?
Yeah, so there haven't been a lot of other studies done on this topic. There was, as you mentioned, actually there were two studies in Asia prior to in the Asian populations. One actually showed that in people with insomnia had lower total cholesterol levels than those without insomnia, but the other showed that women who were experiencing insomnia frequently, that they had higher chances of having elevated total cholesterol. But in my study using the American population data, there were no links with insomnia and bad cholesterol, even when looking at men and women separately, and even when looking at people who suffered insomnia more frequently.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. What do you hope people take away from this research, especially clinicians, that more research mm-hmm. needs to be done? Or,
well, one thing I hope that, first off, patients take away is insomnia is, as you described, it's a difficult thing to deal with. It causes fatigue, difficulty concentrating, remembering, and anxiety symptoms. But I hope patients are able to feel some relief knowing that even though they're having insomnia, it may be affecting the quality of their life. We don't have good data, and my study was negative, showing that insomnia is associated with elevated cholesterol levels. And when I tell this information to patients in clinic, they breathe a big sigh of relief because it's on a lot of people's minds. Is my sleep quality not only kind of affecting my quality of life, but is it hurting my heart? And because obstructive sleep apnea, which is another type of sleep problem, that's a sleep breathing problem, because there is evidence that that is linked with bad heart outcomes,
right.
Patients often wonder, is this other sleep problem, insomnia, potentially doing the same thing? So I hope it gives people some relief, to put that worry out of their mind. And the second thing that I hope both patients and clinicians take away from this is it just gives another kind of pause for thought about how much should we be using sleeping pills, and that this just gives more evidence that we should be using them with a bit more care and a bit more caution than we currently are. I'm not saying that sleeping pills should never be used by anyone or that automatically something bad will happen if someone uses them, but sleeping pills are used very frequently. Their use has skyrocketed in North America, and the results of my study just, add another kind of new concern that maybe it's not insomnia, but sleeping pills that are associated with
dyslipidemia.
Yeah.
And the problem I have with this discussion is we're talking about sleeping pills. We're talking about a vast, very, very different from one to the other scenario. And really, because some people take melatonin to help them sleep.
Mm-hmm.
This is a naturally occurring hormone produced by the pineal gland. Other people take, as you point out, over-the-counter sleep aids, which quite often are antihistamine-based and make you sleepy. And then, of course, you have the by-prescription products out there that are much stronger. We're saying sleeping pills. And the problem I have with that is there's a vast difference from one sleeping pill to another.
Yeah, more research now needs to be done about this to tease out are there certain sleeping pills that may be associated with adverse heart health outcomes or all of them. This needs to be further teased out. I just want to correct, Carl, one thing that you said. You're right that melatonin is a naturally occurring hormone that all animals make. But something that a lot of people don't know is that the melatonin that you buy from your health food store, if you take it, that is actually synthetically made. It's not kind of natural.
Well, of
it's
course.
Actually synthetically made hormone. And
yes,
a lot of people don't know that.
No, that's true. But of all synthetically made hormones, or recombinant DNA type processes, if you were to drop take an endogenous and exogenous form of melatonin and drop them and hand them to a chemist, and he looked at them and checked their molecular, they're identical to the body.
I will say this,
that, and I've had Dr. Russell Ritter on this show, a writer, however you want to pronounce his name, over the past 11 years, probably a dozen times, and he has authored over 600 studies on the pineal gland and its primary hormone, melatonin. In fact, they call him the godfather of the pineal gland. He's at the University of Texas. And we've talked about melatonin in depth. What we don't understand about melatonin is what youthful levels truly were and what the population produces, so that we can have some sort of range to assay for people. But so then we could say, oh, this is how many millimoles you should have or whatever in your bloodstream, and supplementing to that point. People take melatonin willy-nilly, 3 milligrams, mm-hmm. 30 milligrams. I mean, no one really knows what the outcomes of various dosing is, and it's quite in the dark. But I don't think the problem is really that the 5-indole molecule that we're taking, the body looks at it differently than what's being produced in the
No, I agree with all the comments you made. You know, although I'm not the godfather of the pineal gland, I agree with the comments you made that, you know, I don't think we know enough about, you know, what melatonin does in the body and how much we need, and as you said, normal reference levels. I agree with all the comments you made. You know, more research needs to be done about that, and certainly there are people who are, as you said, you know, willy-nilly taking melatonin, probably more than they need, and some probably don't even need it and they're taking it.
Right. Why you're a respirologist, correct?
Yes.
How did you get into this research? It doesn't seem like someplace you would be.
In Canada, most sleep medicine doctors by tradition are respirologists, and the reason for that is one of the most common sleep problems is sleep apnea, sleep
right.
breathing problem.
Right. Right.
And because of that, by tradition, a lot of the doctors in Canada who practice sleep medicine, they actually come from the lung field, because a common sleep problem is sleep breathing problems.
Gotcha.
And, you know, when we train in sleep medicine, we not only train around the sleep breathing problems, that, you know, there are many types of sleep problems, one of which is insomnia, and insomnia and sleeping pill use has been an area of research of mine, understanding the epidemiology of that and health consequences of both of those things.
Yeah, I was just wondering. Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to speak to you.
Take care. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I've got a question to answer. Scott Burbank, who listens to the show live all the time, he wants to know how my ketogenic diet is doing. So I'll give you my dieting update when we come back. Stay tuned.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count sleep factors. A naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms. So sleep just happens naturally. Sleep factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find sleep factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
So Scott Burbank, who listens to the show live, messaged me on Facebook and said, how you doing with your keto diet? I'm doing really good. So I lost a lot of weight real fast within the first couple weeks, which is always the case because there's a lot of water loss also. And now I'm down 14 pounds right now. So I'm on my way to my goal weight, which is I'm going to try to lose 22 pounds in as many weeks. So about a pound a week, which should be pretty easy to do. But I only expect to lose about a pound a week right now, but it's working. I'm eating very, very little carbs, although I did have some carbs when I was in Columbus at the Arnold, so I count that as a refeed. But I don't need refeeds. I don't use them. And I'm using Keto Canna in my drinking water from Patrick Arnold to help me stay sharp on the show. But it's working really good. And like I said, it's slow. It's a very, very slow process. Most people don't want to wait the amount of time that they have to wait to lose the amount of weight that they want to lose. They want to see it happen right away. Modest 1 pound a week. That's all I'm looking for. And not to lose any muscle. That's even more important to me. So, I'm getting about, 250 to 300 grams of protein a day, which I know a lot of people are going to go, well, that's not really a ketogenic diet, and it is because I'm eating an equal amount of calories and fat. I'm doing a 1-to-1 ratio. There's people who do 2-to-1, which I shift in and out of from time to time. But 3-to-1 and 4-to-1 fat to protein is where therapeutic diets are. So that's it. That's really all there is to it. And I will stick with this. I'll post some pictures in the next couple days so people can see what my progress looks like. And hopefully everybody will be happy with that. Anyway, that's all I got. Thanks to Rob Regish. Don't forget to check out his website, CoachRobRegish.com. And also thank you to the good doctor coming on and talking about insomnia and dyslipidemia. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. So tune in then.